popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to my program. I hope and pray that you're all doing well out there. And I encourage you today, as with all my programs, to get yourself a piece of paper and pencil. You might want to take some notes because I have a wonderful, informative program lined up for you today. I also want to let you know, if you live in the Branson, Missouri area, I will be traveling out there for the Organic Food Conference coming up. I will be speaking on Friday and Saturday of this event. It is the first weekend in April, and it's going to be a totally based around an organic lifestyle. So there's going to be vendors there and a lot of other speakers. And so I encourage you to go to my website, childhoodshots.com, and look under my speaking engagements to learn all you can about this event coming up. It's going to be Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a big gala event in which I'm the guest of honor on Thursday evening. I'm going to be honored as America's Outstanding Mom, and which I am very honored to do and represent. I'm going to be represented by my natural company, Avena Originals, who put out incredible products. If you've been listening to my program, you've been hearing about them on a regular basis. But Avena Originals is my sponsor. They are paying for my flight and travel expenses throughout my reign as America's Outstanding Mom. Without them, I could not be getting and reaching as many people as I am. And Avena Originals, they have probiotics, food enzymes, herbal detox and cleansing systems. They even have organic essential oils for mouth health and other things. So check out Avena Originals and just know that when you order from them and use the coupon code MARY, you will save 10%. They will throw in a wonderful gut health book about the colon, and they will also not charge you any shipping and handling. So it's a great time for you to support them. Everything you get from them, they will donate a portion of it to Heart for Autism, which you know is my platform. You see, I'm on a mission to prevent, educate, and recover children with autism. And, of course, the prevention part is educating parents on the many different things out there that can throw their child into the autism spectrum. And, of course, vaccines is a big part of it and other toxins in our environment. But it's also about preventing and educating parents and also recovery. I believe that if we can reach these children early enough, we can begin to help, you know, with some of the regressive things that have gone on in their bodies, we can help to recover them. We never know if a child can fully recover, but we know that we can certainly improve their quality of life. And for some of these children, just not having pain every day would be a huge improvement. And by the way, you can go to heartforautism.com and you can donate if you feel led to do so. You can donate using PayPal and you can help us right now. We're going to be doing some major fundraising in the near future, because there are families out there who badly need autism recovery for their children. But many of the things that we use to recover these children or improve their health are natural products that are not covered by their insurance. So these families are not only suffering emotionally, but they're suffering financially. And these children deserve our support. They are victims of a system that has betrayed them and literally, I call it criminal, what's happening to these kids. So go to heartforautism.com, feel free to donate. Go to Avena Originals, and when you buy any of their products, be sure to use coupon code MARY, receive 10%, get no shipping, and get the free colon book. And by doing that, you're helping all of us to reach out and help others in our community. So today, I actually have Dr. Jim Jackson back. And if you are suffering from any type of health problem, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, perhaps you've been diagnosed with MS, or you have children who are on the spectrum for autism, there are things that we are learning about every day that can lead to these types of health problems. And you know, as the model for autism represents, there are many puzzles to this picture. And as we begin to learn more and more about all of these various things, we can put that puzzle together for people, and we can begin to heal their bodies. And it all starts on the inside. It all starts with promoting health naturally, restoring gut function, and identifying things that have gone wrong in the body and trying to reverse them. And so Dr. Tim Jackson received his undergraduate degree from health science and chemistry from Wake Forest University in 2003. Over 10 years ago. He completed his doctorate in physical medicine from the Medical University of South Carolina in 2009. And I'm delighted to say he is residing in South Carolina, which is such a joy to me, because I'm going to be meeting him in the next couple of weeks. We're going to get together and we're going to talk about how we can impact this area. But realizing that manual therapy and orthopedic care helped only some of his patients, he began studying functional and environmental medicine, as well as digestive health in an effort to achieve wellness. He is educated in nutritional biochemistry, digestive health, and its systemic effects, as well as functional endocrinology. He recently completed the spine portion of the active release technique methodology, a system that addresses musculoskeletal trigger points and helps to expedite the healing process. Currently, he is working in his functional diagnostic nutritional certification. Dr. Jackson trained with Kendall Stewart, MD, to learn the far-reaching implications of methylation deficit and their role in neuroimmune syndromes. He combines his background in integrative medicine with the cutting-edge protocols developed by Dr. Stewart to optimize patient outcomes. And so today, we're going to be discussing the role of the gut in health problems, specifically people who have a genetic problem that affects their ability to detox drugs, toxins, and mold. And I suspect that 25% or more of the population are suffering with this defect. In fact, I know people personally who I believe have this defect, and it has been sabotaging their health for half a century, a quarter of a century. So we're going to be uncovering some of these puzzle pieces, and I really encourage you to think about your own health and the way that you've been diagnosed and the medications that you are taking that are not getting to the core problem. Because if you're taking medication for these things, you're simply managing to get by in life. You're managing the problem. My goal, and I'm sure Dr. Tim's goal, is to get to the underlying cause and reverse that process so that you can experience a better quality of life. And, of course, quantity of life. So I know that we're going to be going into a break here in just a few minutes. But, Dr. Tim, I want to welcome you again to Healing Our World. And hopefully today we won't have any technical difficulties.
Yeah, let's hope not. Thanks for having me again.
You're very welcome. And I had you on because I believe that this topic is, number one, it's a fairly new topic, reaching perhaps you know, non-medical people. I don't even know if it's gotten into the medical community the way that it needs to. And I think it's very important that people understand that there's a different type of medicine, what we call physical medicine out there. And I believe this is the trend of the future. This is where drugs are not the primary treatment, but it's a branch of medicine concerned with the treatment of disease by physical means, such as manipulation of whatever, the spine, muscles, ligaments, tendons, working with heat, electricity, or radiation, non-invasive radiation, rather than medicine and surgery. And it's a branch of medicine that treats biomechanical disorders and injuries. And the focus is on prevention, diagnosing, and then treating these disorders from a more natural point of view. So when we come back, we're going to talk in more detail about all of these topics. So get your pen and paper, folks, and take some notes, because this is going to be really important information. We'll be back after hearing from our sponsors in just a moment.
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
And I am Mary Coco. I always want to stop and thank anyone who's joining me for the first time. My program is dedicated to exposing problems out there in our environment that are making us sick and encouraging you to take full responsibility for your own health care. I want you to become your own doctor first and foremost, and I bring healthy, natural solutions to the table for you so that you can begin to understand what's going on in your bodies and, again, work through diet, nutrition, detoxing, cleansing your body to help it function better. And today I'm talking with Dr. Tim Jackson, and we are going to be discussing the role of mold and other toxins in the body and how they can sabotage you and lead you down this rabbit hole of unhealthy bodies, basically. And how does that look, and how does it feel? And how would you know if you could perhaps be one of the 25 percenters out there who do not have the ability to detox and cleanse? And so, Dr. Tim, again, welcome so much to my program. I'm just delighted to have you back.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me again. I look forward to talking about all this stuff.
And, you know, Dr. Tim is coming from a man who's been through it himself. That's what I find so compelling is I love it when physicians heal their own bodies first and then through firsthand knowledge of what it feels like to be kind of in a broken state and to be recovering and recovered, they know and they have the empathize with people who are sick and unhealthy, and they have firsthand knowledge of how to recover themselves. So briefly, I know you went into this on my last program when I interviewed you, but let's go through it again for any first-time listeners. You were in grad school when you crashed. Describe that.
Well, actually, it started before that a few times, a few crashes. One was, you know, when I was finishing up undergrad, and I think that mostly had to do with a traumatic surgery that I had, an eight-hour surgery where I was under a long anesthesia, along with long and frequent doses of antibiotics. So I was given those for ear infections and very potent ones, so the fluoroquinolone antibiotics, which, you know, mostly now have a black box warning. So that caused a pretty severe crash, and, you know, I was treated for candida and some heavy metals, and that got me better, but that probably didn't, you know, treat everything that was going on in my body. It was just, you know, some of it, because integrative medicine wasn't around like it is now back then in 2003, 2004. So, you know, I went to graduate school, and certainly I exercised, I took supplements, I ate organic food 85 to 90% of the time. But then when I graduated, I sort of had a few crashes again, you know. I looked healthy on the outside. I was fit, muscular. But on the inside, I just felt like something wasn't quite right. And in 2011, or late 2011, early 2012, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And I treated that with a few different integrative modalities. But I also realized I had the genotype, the HLA genotype, that prevents my body from detoxing mold and Lyme toxins. So, you know, collectively, those are referred to as biotoxins. And like you mentioned, about 25% of the population has that. And, you know, biotoxins, they can create a myriad of symptoms, anything from lung symptoms, asthma symptoms, skin disorders, chronic fatigue, anything that has a strong inflammatory component, they basically contribute to.
Now, let's back up just a little bit, because I want people to understand that when you went through this crash several times, we did not have in place the integrative clinics and knowledge that we have now. I personally have been, you know, researching for years on natural health care and of course, how children with autism end up having autism and all of that. And I myself am only just becoming really familiar with the genetic, I would like to say malformation or genetic problem that 25% of the people have. But what type of doctors did you have to seek out, and how difficult was it 10, 11, 12 years ago?
It was extremely difficult because, as you mentioned, not only was integrative medicine not around or really established like it was back then, but, you know, even in today's environment, you know, it's hard to know all the information on integrative and functional medicine. You know, if you were to sit down and try to teach someone with a conventional mindset all of this information at once, it would simply just overwhelm that person. So most people, you know, they'll have a specialty. They may know a lot about the gut or hormones or both of those, but they may know nothing about heavy metals, detoxification, and mold. So I sought out, you know, certainly conventional doctors because I was, you know, in that mindset back then. That was my original training. My goal was to be an MD. And I went to the best of the best. And none of them had really any ideas. They told me I needed to stop lifting weights, that I looked fit enough, that, you know, they couldn't find anything wrong. I needed to see a psychologist, you know, the typical stories that people tell. And I found, you know, a couple, you know, integrative MDs that, you know, they may not even have called themselves integrative, but they looked at, you know, things outside of the traditional medical model. So they looked at, you know, candida, which is, you know, pretty well established. They looked at heavy metals. And those things helped, but, you know, what I tell people is if you're addressing things like candida or viruses by themselves, they're usually not the underlying problem. A lot of times there's maybe mold or Lyme, and both of those things are very suppressive to the immune system. And so, you know, it really, you know, people say it takes a village to raise a child. I think it takes a whole medical team to really address the whole person, because even the best of the best usually don't have knowledge in all of these areas.
And that is exactly why my daughter and her husband, Dr. Renee and Matthew Hunter here in Goose Creek, South Carolina, just went to a functional medicine model, because she was working with children with autism and realized that there's some things that, as a chiropractor, she was not legally allowed to order or do, which were handicapping her ability to help reach these people and get more done. So she decided to do an integrative functional medicine model, and we are now up and running, and it's very exciting to see the possibilities of what we can do. And just a little side note, the last probably 4 to 5 weeks, we have been reevaluating all of our current patients from that functional medicine point of view, and I'm amazed, absolutely amazed, at how many of our chiropractically, you know, more natural-minded people are suffering with the same problems they've had for years with the gut, with, you know, migraine headaches, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, severe gut bowel issues. The irritable bowel syndrome is just off the charts.
Right.
And so it just tells me that if people in our own practice who maybe have done great with pain management, or they've reduced their headaches or whatever through the use of chiropractic, they're now realizing how sick they really are. And so this is, I believe, the model healthcare program of the future. I believe more and more people are getting away from just drugging the body and suppressing the symptoms. They want answers. We're not happy with, here, just take these 5 drugs. And then you still feel terrible. So
yeah, and you know, as you pointed out with the chronic gut symptoms, that's one of the classic signs I tell people. If you have a leaky gut that, you know, you've addressed, you know, 4 or 5 rounds of treatment and it's still not healing, that's sort of a classic sign of either mold toxicity or Lyme disease. Both of those can cause a decrease in a hormone that most people don't know about that's called alpha-melanocyte-stimulating hormone. And that hormone is produced in the pituitary gland, but it controls the function of our mucous membrane. So the health of the digestive tract is directly affected. And so a leaky gut that won't heal is usually a sign of that. And that hormone also controls downstream things such as the production of melatonin. And so that's one way that mold can impact sleep. It also controls our ability to modulate inflammation. So the pro-inflammatory cytokines that our immune system releases, that hormone controls. And so it's a very powerful hormone that has downstream effects. And so when you have a leaky gut that won't heal, mold is something to consider.
Absolutely. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Tim Jackson. Stay tuned.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Joining Healing Our World, and I am Mary Toko, and my guest today, just so you know, he does have a website, Dr. Tim Jackson. The website is Heal Your Body, and I believe that's O-R-G, right? Yep,
yes.
healyourbody.org. And I want to mention, for those of you out there who would like to share this program with others, all of our programs here at Republic Broadcasting Network are archived for your convenience. For a small subscription, you can go on and you can, you know, pull up any show from the past. And I encourage you to support Republic Broadcasting Network by doing so. And if there's somebody out there you know who has a child with autism, maybe they are sick with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or MS or some other problem, and you suspect it could be a mold-related or, the inability to detox, tell them to come and get this show by simply going to republicbroadcasting.org and join our affiliate program. We are heard worldwide through satellite and, of course, internet radio as well. So Republic Broadcasting is all about bringing great and truthful information forward, and I'm very proud to be affiliated with them. Anyway, just before we went on to break, we were talking about the mold connection, and what would it look like for somebody, if somebody came into your clinic or consulted with you, what are the different things that you would look at to determine if they truly do have this genetic malfunction or if they are suffering with a mold or a yeast problem?
Yeah, for the mold, from a genetic standpoint, the HLA, which stands for human leukocyte antigen, it's just a surface protein on our immune cells, there's different types. And LabCorp, that test can be done through LabCorp. It's one of the HLA genotypes, and I forget the lab number for that, but you can test for that. And Dr. Richie Shoemaker has a good book called Mold Warriors, and he has the guide in there to interpret it. And there's basically about five different levels. So you can have, you know, a somewhat or marginally impacted ability to detox these biotoxins, or you can have what I have, the worst one, which is called the dreaded genotype. So that can be determined through LabCorp. From a symptomatic standpoint, you know, usually you know that it's mold for sure if someone says they feel better when they leave their house. You know, just a few hours away from their house, they may have more brain clarity and concentration. They notice they feel worse at home. Nasal and sinus congestion that's, you know, not relieved by antihistamines or, you know, fish oil, any of the natural supplements. Chronic low-grade cough or sort of, you know, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath in the home. Those are all symptoms, and mycotoxins in particular, they tend to attack, from a musculoskeletal standpoint, the small joints. So hand, wrist, maybe elbow, ankles, you know, those are all, classic signs along with skin issues. So you can have what appears to be, you know, eczema that may, not resolve with probiotic treatment or, topical skin creams and gut healing. And chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia type symptoms. So just a sort of a classic fatigue that, you know, they notice may have on after a storm or after a leak they had in their house. Those are all classic signs of mold.
How about those out there who might be having severe anxiety, panic attacks, in more neurological brain malfunctions? What role does mold play in causing those issues?
A lot, and it does it through a couple different ways or a few different ways. One is that it's been shown to directly decrease blood flow to the frontal lobe, which is where all of our reasoning and executive function is. So let me say that again because I think that's extremely important. Mold and their biotoxins directly decrease blood flow to the frontal lobe. So that can certainly cause what you mentioned, anxiety, panic attacks, but it can lead to more severe things such as high rates of domestic violence in the home. Dr. Gray, who's a mold specialist in Arizona, he suspects that, you know, people who have a high rate of domestic violence tend to have high levels of mold in their body. And it can cause, you know, people to commit violent crimes and other acts just because of a decrease to the frontal lobe. And those biotoxins, they're also lipid soluble. So they not only get into the brain, but they get into the peripheral nerves. So you can have electric shock sensations that go down your arms and legs. And then the inflammation, the mycotoxins, they're extremely inflammatory. And so that inflammation, those cytokines that are produced, they can cross over the blood-brain barrier. You know, most things, most molecules are kept out of the brain, but the cytokines can go directly into the brain, and they turn on a type of cell called a microglia that basically cause lots of anxiety, depression, and trouble concentrating.
Boy, oh boy, imagine all the people out there who are suffering with a true mold problem, and they go to the doctor because of panic and anxiety. And what does the doctor do? The doctor pulls out his pad and gives them a psychotropic med of some sort, which, you know, these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which goes in and completely messes with the chemistry in the brain, and eventually a segment of those people cannot detox those or metabolize those drugs, and they also end up with the violence and the suicide and depression and the, all of the other problems. So medicating is not necessarily the answer for these people.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And Not only did they directly contribute to those things, but indirectly the mold can really put a strain on the adrenals, the thyroid. It can lead indirectly to Hashimoto's. And so, you know, the hormone imbalances, the secondary hormone imbalances, those can lead to anxiety, depression, panic attacks. So the mold and mycotoxins, they actually work at the level of some of our genes turning on something called NF-kappa-beta, which is the master switch for inflammation in the body. And so when that's turned on, you just get sort of uncontrolled, rampant inflammation.
Very interesting. And I know that there's people, you know, that come in and they say, oh, I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Right.
And I'm on this medication now. And, you know, to me, I imagine there's a lot of misdiagnosing going on out there because, like you said, traditionally trained doctors do not recognize the role of mold and yeast on the body. And they don't understand, too, the nutritional consequences, the depletion of minerals and vitamins in the body, or the inability to even absorb and assimilate minerals and vitamins in the body. Do you find that people who suffer with mold issues usually have some nutritional deficiencies?
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, you know, the inflammation that's created, that especially in the GI tract, one of the other classic signs with mold or mycotoxin issues is alternating constipation and diarrhea, a lot of times more on the side of diarrhea. And so your food is not inside of you long enough for you to absorb anything. So you end up with these secondary nutritional deficiencies. And, you know, the strain that is created by these things, the adrenals and thyroid tend to get out of balance. And that causes, you know, other secondary or tertiary vitamin and mineral imbalances.
Very interesting. Just imagine how many people are suffering with that. Now, let's just put a scenario out there. You have a family of four children and two adults. You know, six people, and yet one of them will be sensitive to everything from vaccinations, antibiotics, maybe a slow immune development going on. They're sick a lot as children. What would you say? I mean, I believe that there's a good chance that somebody that looks like that within that family could, in fact, have this genetic malfunction.
Right. Yeah, and that's part of the issue, too, is that, you know, we mentioned the statistic, 25% of people, you know, roughly have this HLA genotype. And so those tend to be the kids in school that develop, you know, learning disorders, behavioral disorders. And a lot of times the schools are the culprits. In general, instead of, you know, remediating the mold properly, it's usually painted over, which obviously doesn't do anything to remediate the mold. But in the home, same thing goes. You know, you may have four or five people out of the family who may not be responding or reacting to the mold, but you may have one or two people who are reacting, you know, pretty strongly. And so everyone else thinks that, you know, oh, they're a hypochondriac, or, oh, you know, they're making stuff up. And, I mean, as if you're not under already enough stress, you know, dealing with the illness, you have to deal with the doubt of the family members and then, you know, typically not understanding. And so it can be, you know, a really stressful time, and that's why, you know, it's so important to get this information out there. And as far as, you know, doctors not knowing, they're, you know, that's a really big problem from the patient standpoint. But also one of the reasons we have such a mold epidemic is that contractors are able to take a lot of shortcuts. And a lot of times I think it's just benign neglect. They just don't know. But they do know that doctors in general don't know about mold, so most of the time don't get in trouble for it.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you need to do in your home if you discover you have mold. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Dr. Tim.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Mary Toko, and it's all about promoting you so that you promote your health. It's all about taking responsibility and learning all that you can to ensure your and your family's health. My goal is to empower you to really grab hold of what's going on in your world, from detoxing your home, watching everything you put into your mouths, everything you inject into your body and your children's bodies, really making informed, educated decisions. Because ultimately, it's up to us. We can't really just walk in and trust everybody or anybody for that matter. In fact, I tell people all the time, don't even trust me. Do your own research and figure out what's best for you. But knowledge is empowering. But it only works if you take it and you do something with it. And my guest today has been talking about mold. And one thing I want to talk about, just while we have a few minutes left here, Dr. Tim, is if somebody has been in a home, they've gone through mold remediation, which might look like removing the carpets, removing drywall, replacing it all with new drywall, maybe putting in the proper drainage around the home for watershed so that water doesn't, you know, go into the home again. What about, can they just move like right back into that house? Or do they have to like get rid of all their furniture and things like that where the mycotoxins would be hiding out at?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. Definitely the ERMI test, it stands for Environmental Relative Moldiness Index, is the best test to see, you know, after you've remediated, how much mold is left in the home. That test, you typically take two vacuum samples from the common living area and the master bedroom, and you send it to a couple different labs out there, and they give you a score based on the amounts of roughly 36 different types of mold. And so they tell you if they're above the thresholds, you know, to create reactions in the body. But many people, especially, you know, if they've developed like a multiple chemical sensitivity type situation after the mold, they may have to get rid of their furniture. There are products out there that you can use to address the mold in things like books and magazines. You can put those in a plastic bag with ammonia and a few other items that will, you know, kill the mycotoxins. But contrary to popular belief, things like bleach actually do not kill mold. So that's an important take home for the listeners. And as far as, you know, what the score comes back on the ERMI, you know, if it's above that threshold, then, you know, obviously there's still a moisture issue in the home.
Or could it be that their mattress and their couch and their rugs and their drapery are also harboring the mold and giving off mycotoxins in the environment? So it may be getting rid of everything and starting over from scratch.
Right.
And I know that's a lot to go through, but boy, if you're sick from this and you are already in a state of hypersensitivity to chemicals in your, you know, in your environment, it may be the only thing you can do to ensure that you're going to be healthy in the future, and that's by taking it seriously. So what are some of the common treatments? We only have a couple of minutes, but what are some of the common natural treatments that a person would go through so that if they interview a doctor and they say, what are your ways of treating mold? That's important information they need to have before they get a doctor involved in their mold treatment.
Yeah, as far as natural ways to get the mycotoxins out of the body, there are a few different binders out there that may be helpful. The most successful, in my experience, is something called a lipid exchange protocol that Dr. Patricia Kane developed. And it basically involves taking high doses of phosphatidylcholine, which is a lipid, along with ox bile and lipase. So most of the biotoxins and mycotoxins in the body, they will hang out in the gallbladder and in the liver. And the lipid exchange, the way it works is to basically flush the gallbladder and liver so you're able to excrete those mycotoxins. As far as ways to kill, you know, any systemic fungus, colloidal silver may be helpful. You definitely need glutathione because glutathione helps to escort mycotoxins from the periphery to the gallbladder where they can then be flushed out. So those are the major things. And there's two prescription meds, cholestyramine and Welchol, that were developed for cholesterol, but they can be used for people with high amounts of mold to bind the mycotoxins up.
Especially if they're stored in the brain and the fatty tissue, right?
Right, exactly.
Because that's, if it's affecting your brain function, you definitely have to do whatever you can to get it out of your brain. And I do believe that there is a time and place for medication when you're already perhaps this sick or this ill from the mycotoxins, that there is a time and place for medication on a short-term basis to help you, you know, get these things out of the body.
Absolutely,
It's very, very important. So your website, it's an informative website. And if somebody wanted to talk with you directly, Dr. Tim, how would they get a hold of you?
They can email me at drtim07 2981 at gmail.com. So that's drtim07 2981 at gmail.com.
And you do have a book. It's called Heal Your Body. It's a free download book from what I see on your website.
So the Heal Your Body is a program, a year-long program that I have for people who want to work with me. The e-book, it's in the works. It's 33 pages. I'm not quite finished with it yet, but okay. They can sign up to receive a notification for when that's ready.
I love your illustrations on there of the human skeleton putting its hand out towards the mold and the mycotoxins, right. like you can't come here anymore.
Exactly.
And I predict that so many people are so sick with mold illnesses. In fact, I think I'm going to myself get the mold test. And there is one that is offered out of, I believe, the state of Texas. And I don't have that information in front of me, but Dr. Tim, I know you know who they are.
Yeah, you're probably referring to the Real-Time Labs.
Yes.
And so they can be helpful. They measure urine mycotoxin excretion. But, you know, one thing you have to be careful of is that sometimes people with the lowest levels or who test negative, if you give them something like glutathione or a mold binder and retest, they'll test very positive.
Right. And so it might even be good for people, if you're under doctor's care, of course, you don't have to get glutathione from a physician. I know that you can get it elsewhere. But to do several days, maybe 3, 4, 5 days of glutathione before you take the mold urine test to make sure that you're pulling it out of the body so that the reading is accurate.
Yeah.
Very important. Yes. Otherwise, you might have a false reading, which can
right.
be very discouraging for people if they suspect that they have mold and they're looking for, you know, a scientific validation. You want to make sure you do that glutathione before you do the urine test for several days because it could come back negative when, in fact, your body's not releasing it. So,
I agree 100%.
Well, I'm really excited to meet up with you sometime, maybe next week. I just think that there's no accidents. I believe that the fact that I learned about you just this month, and we have our new clinic here in Goose Creek, South Carolina. We're already getting people who are coming from various parts of the state. I'm sure that up the road we might be able to do some free lectures together, educate people. I would love to. So I'm really, really looking forward to meeting you and discussing, you know, ways that we can help this Carolina community out even further.
Absolutely, yeah. I look forward to it.
So, Dr. Tim, I want to thank you again for joining me, taking time out of your busy Saturday. And I'm just encouraging all of our listeners, if you want this program, go to republicbroadcasting.org and join our affiliate program. And you can learn about this and all of the other programs that I've offered in the past. I really think it's valuable. It's, you know, it's not a waste of your money by no means. Plus, there are a lot of other great programs that you can hear on Republic Broadcasting as well. So, Dr. Tim, thank you. Until we meet again, God bless you. And I'm glad that you're out there doing what you're doing. And again,
yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yes, and we'll get you back on here in another 6 months and talk about what's new in this area.
All right, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And to my listeners, I just want to encourage you to make every day a day of healing. Do one thing good for yourself, something good for you and your children on a daily basis. Just one little thing can make a huge difference. And we'll talk to you next week. God bless you and take care. Goodbye.